All right, welcome in Grace Point. Father, thank you for your word. Open our hearts and minds to it. Lord, help me to slow down and focus on this last teaching here in this session, Lord, on 1 Corinthians. Open the eyes of our heart. Lord, open the eyes of our understanding. Holy Spirit, come and be our teacher. Enlighten our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so last week, and I felt like I really rushed through it, but the point I wanted to make last week was that the gospel regarding the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, that is the gospel, and we are saved by that gospel, was rooted in the scriptures. There were eyewitnesses, and there are a lot of apologists that make a lot out of that, the fact that there were witnesses, and that's good. I mean, they should. That's a good apologetical argument. There were many eyewitnesses, over 500. We have attestation to Jesus' resurrection in many of the New Testament books. They really stood alone. They were written separately. Everybody that wrote in the New Testament acknowledged Jesus' resurrection, so who Jesus was at least. And so we have these scriptures. And then the Old Testament prophecies about Jesus and the Messiah and what would happen to him were fulfilled in Jesus' life. And there are many more, like where Jesus was born from, where he would be raised. A lot more information about Jesus was prophesied. So the gospel that Paul preached was rooted in the scriptures. And that's why the scriptures are so valuable to us. Now the power of this gospel is rooted in the resurrection. And we're going to talk about that for a minute tonight. And I don't know if we'll get done with it, but we're at least going to start on it. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 12, "Now if Christ is proclaimed as having risen from the dead, how can some of you say there's no resurrection from the dead? If there is no resurrection of dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our proclamation, our preaching is in vain, and so is your faith. Moreover, we are found to be false witnesses about God, because we have testified wrongly about God that he raised up Christ, whom, if he did not raise up, if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless, and you are still in your sins. Those then who have fallen asleep in Christ have also perished. If we only put our hope in Christ for this life, we should be pitied more than anyone." And let's stop right there and take this scripture. Paul is rooting the gospel and the message he preached, not only on the death of Jesus, the burial, but he's laying everything at the foot of the resurrection. He's saying, if Christ did not raise from the dead, your faith is absolutely vain, right? Because even if Jesus died for your sins, you had to be raised up in righteousness. Our salvation, and I could really do a long teaching here on identification in Christ. I've taught on these things before. I may teach on them again. But see, the reality is, as the Christian, our salvation is tied up into our identity into Christ. So if Christ wasn't raised, we're not raised, and we're not going to be raised. So when Christ was raised from the dead, he was raised for our righteousness, or for our justification. Yeah, so if God took our sins and Christ paid for our sins, but he left us in an unjustified state, if we weren't made righteousness, if we weren't born again, we would just be raised up again with our sins forgiven, right? But we'd still have a sinful nature. We wouldn't have been justified. We wouldn't have been born again. But when Jesus was made alive, the Word of God says, we were made alive. Let me show you this. Flip over to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you previously walked, according to the ways of the world, according to the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. We too all previously lived among them in our fleshly desires, carrying out the inclinations of our flesh and thoughts, and who were by nature children under wrath, even as others. But God, who was rich in mercy because of his great love that he had for us, made us alive. When? You really need to hear this, church. He made us alive with Christ. Even though you were dead in trespasses, you are saved by his grace. He also raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavens in Christ Jesus. Do you see it? Not only did he die and take your sins and pay for them, but when Jesus was made alive, we were made alive. We were born again. The life of God came into us. And that's when 2 Corinthians 5:21 came alive for you. He said, he that knew no sin became sin, you know, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. He became sin, bore our sins on the tree, and then he was made alive, and we took on his nature. We were born again. We are now the righteousness of God in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, what is he? He's a new creation. You're born again. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are made new, and all things are of God. So when Jesus was raised up from the dead, we were raised up in him. We have a new nature. The life of Christ is in us. That's why Paul prays in Ephesians chapter 1. He says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, that you'll know the hope you're called to and the wealth of his glorious inheritance in the saints. And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the working of his might, which he exercised in power in Christ by raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand. When Christ was raised from the dead, God exercised exceeding great power to us who believe. You've been born again. You have a new nature. You're not who you used to be. Jesus didn't just die for your sins. He died to make you alive. I'm only tapping on these folks because Paul is emphasizing the resurrection, because he tells them if Jesus wasn't risen from the dead, number one, he didn't fulfill Scripture. And if he wasn't raised from the dead, you won't be raised from the dead either. You may not have to go to hell because your sins are paid for, but you will not be raised up and you will not go to heaven. I don't know how that would work if God paid for your sins, but Jesus wasn't raised up. I don't know how that would have worked. Maybe you wouldn't have went to hell, but you could not have gone to heaven because you would not have been a new creation. You would not have been justified. Amen. Let me read a few more scriptures to drive this home to you before we end here. There's so much here. Paul says, so then, if you have been raised with Christ, see what I'm saying? If Christ wasn't raised from the dead, Paul argues, then you weren't raised from the dead, and you're not going to be raised from the dead bodily. He's going to talk about bodily resurrection. So then, if you have been raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on things on earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, you also will appear with him in glory. Do you see that? You've been raised up and seated with Christ in heavenly places. Your life now is the life of God. Galatians 2:20, I was crucified with Christ. I no longer live. I died. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. I'm alive, but not I. Christ liveth in me. The life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness could be gained by the law, Christ died needlessly. You've been made righteous. You've been made alive with Christ. You're a new creation. Had Jesus not risen from the dead, none of that would have been true. How precious and how powerful is the resurrection of Christ. Flip over to Romans chapter 6. And folks, I know I'm going through this like a machine gun because I don't have time to get into this in Christ teaching. I'm trying to get through the book of 1 Corinthians. Paul is just vindicating his gospel. He's defending his gospel, and he's telling you that the gospel's rooted in Scripture, and it's rooted in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And if Jesus had not risen from the dead, you're still in your sins. You're not justified, okay? Look at Romans chapter 6. Verse 3. Aren't you aware that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised, just as, see, we experienced the same thing that Jesus experienced, just as Christ was raised from the dead, our salvation is tied right into that. Jesus' resurrection is your resurrection. By the glory of the Father, even so, we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in the likeness of his death, we will certainly also in the likeness of his resurrection. For we know that our old man was, past tense, was crucified with him, so the body of sin might be destroyed, rendered powerless, so that we may no longer be enslaved to sin. Since a person who has died is freed from sin. Now, if we die with Christ, we believe we will also live with him. Because we know that Christ, having been raised from the dead, will not die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. So then, you too must consider yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. You are dead to sin, but in Christ you are alive. Now, as we go through the rest of this teaching in 1 Corinthians, Paul is going to talk about our bodily resurrection. Spiritually, we've already been raised from the dead. Ephesians 2, Colossians 3, I read them. Romans chapter 6 is talking about both our bodily resurrection and our spiritual. We've been made alive with Christ. We live like new people. We consider that we have died and we are alive, and yet there will come a time when our bodies will be raised. And much of the rest of chapter 15, Paul is going to defend the body resurrection or our bodily resurrection, and we'll get into that in the coming weeks.